May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. After reading the lessons and then thinking about everything that has happened, and I'll get into that in a minute, I thought to myself, what would be the summary? What would be something that we would ask ourselves? For me, I thought from all these lessons and everything else in life, is what is most important to us? What has the most value to us? Now, for the kids, I guess, actually I did it twice over the last 14, 15 years. I had a sermon. Does anybody remember that rock sermon I did? And what it is, I had two jars. In one jar, we put in all the sand, and that was like kids playing, going to the mall, watching movies, and then slowly but surely, bigger rocks and bigger rocks and bigger rocks, and we went through jobs and school and then friends and then family, and finally I had this one big rock that represented God. And we tried to put that in the jar, and it wouldn't fit. What do you think? So then what we did was we decided to put the big rock in the jar and then add the bigger rocks, which was family and friends, and then go the opposite way. Well, you actually can fit in more in the jar if you do it that way. And it's the same with our lives and God. If we turn to God first, if God has and holds the most value for us, if that's the most important thing in our lives, to worship God and to follow Him and to love Him and do His will, that is what will make us be able to go through our lives. Now today, at first, it's kind of like an overwhelming day because we want to commemorate those who died, those who suffered, those who served, all the families that lost their loved ones and friends from 9/11. Then this past week, we had the floods. Some people can't even still get here. And in our neighboring district churches and in other denominations, those churches, a lot of people have a lot of problems. Mine are none compared to what most people have suffered. So it's overwhelming. Then on the other hand, we're happy because we have the kids and we're having Sunday school. And you think, or I thought to myself, you know, this is overwhelming. What do I do? And then I thought to myself the very same question. What is most important in my life? What is most important in all of our lives? And just simplify it. And that doesn't mean we ignore our problems. It doesn't mean we don't care for each other. It means just that. We face it, but we face it with God because all we have to do is hold out our hand and the Lord is there to hold it back. And as we prayed in the collect, we know that without God, we can't please Him. We can't do it by ourselves. We need God. We know that we ask the Holy Spirit to direct and rule our hearts. In other words, for God's Holy Spirit to show us what to do, to teach us how to behave, and most of all, to teach us how to love. Now, in this reading from Genesis, you couldn't get a better example of learning how to simplify from an overwhelming disaster in life. Here, Joseph's brothers wanted to knock him off. We know the story in the Old Testament. And what happens? Joseph must have been overwhelmed at first, but he rose above it and depended on his God. He had faith on the Lord, the God of Israel. And he still loved, and he had immense forgiveness in his heart. And so what happens? His brothers show up, and he tells them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God?" In other words, he knew he wasn't allowed to judge. That's God's business. Only God judges, none of us. And he knew this. And then he knew what had value and what had importance. And that was to love God, to have faith in God, to love all others, and then also to have forgiveness. And that's what he did. And he also realized something else. He said, even though you intended to do me harm, God intended it for good. It wasn't God's will that Joseph's brothers did what they did, but God redeemed the evil and the sin and turned it into good, enough that we are still here today listening, thousands of years later, listening to the story, listening to the forgiveness of Joseph. So I thought to myself, each and every day, how do we simplify our lives? Well, when we wake up in the morning, I'm sure we pray. And I thought to myself, this song, the very first verse in the song, if when we open our eyes in the morning, if we just read this one verse every morning, it would help us to have more faith in God and to feel at peace. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, all that is within me, bless his holy name. What an awesome prayer. What an awesome way to start the day, to count our blessings, to count all that we do have, and then work from there with the Lord. And then from Romans, you can't miss out on St. Paul. His teaching is just as good. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain. And then I love this. And those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat. St. Paul is teaching them and teaching us. Learn how to live together and understand the differences. And then together, in our diversity, worship the Lord and praise him and trust in him. No, we're not supposed to judge. We're supposed to realize our need from God. And what the good news for us is, what St. Paul says, we do not live to ourselves. We do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live in the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. And here it comes. Whether we live or whether we die, what does St. Paul say? We are the Lord's. We belong to God. We belong to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And nothing can change that. That's where the good news comes in. And then one more little note. It's a little bit more about humanity. Jesus taught very well. As far as forgiveness, 77 times 70. In other words, it means we're always, always to be forgiving. Tell the truth, discuss it with the person, work out the problems, don't ignore it, but always be forgiving. Remember what it said a couple of weeks ago in the lessons? As far as it depends on you, live in peace. We're hearing the same thing. So Jesus tells the Pharisees and the crowds, he said, here we had a slave that was going to be thrown into jail and wanted mercy. And he got the mercy. He got forgiven. And what happened? Someone asked him for forgiveness. And he refused. So if we know that the Lord our God forgives us, we are not to refuse to forgive others. That's the lesson. Forgiveness is unlimited. What does the first and great commandment and the second commandment say? We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And what's the second law? The second law is to love your neighbor as yourself. So it's okay to love yourself, but we're to love our neighbor and care for our neighbor as we care for and love ourselves. So it's true, we can love God and do whatever we want. Because if we truly love God, our lives are going to be just focused on following him and pleasing him. Amen.